You know, you have raised one of the most fundamental questions about Auroville. When mother was giving names to the centers of education in Auroville, I was myself greatly illuminated when she spoke of last school, meaning thereby that the school that was being opened at that time was a concession to humanity, because humanity is in habit of creating schools. And that was a concession which mother gave to us and allowed a school to come into existence. So I felt that after this, something else has to happen. In which there will be no school at all. And then afterwards I heard that mother said, no school, or after school.
There's
I don't
one
know.
Building which is called after school.
After school.
And then no
school. And then no school. So she gave three concessions, one after the other. Because we were still not awakened from our sleep that mother wants something quite different. And that is that mother's article, the second article of the charter, the whole of Auroville is to be a site of endless education. Now, if the whole of Auroville is nothing but endless education, where is the school? Whole Auroville is a school, if you like to call it a school. Actually, it is not a school. Now, it is in this context that your question assumes a great significance. Ideally, every activity in Auroville should be developed as a school. Every activity, whether you are constructing or weaving or spinning or pottery or gardening or farming, all activities in Auroville should be educational activities. Now, if that really happens, then there will be no school as such. Question is, are we still ready for it? If we are ready, I'll be very happy. But then we have not yet. It's a big experiment. How to make every activity in Auroville an educational activity? For that, all the adult members of Auroville have to sit up. How to make my office, for example, an office of education? If I really become a learner myself, and I vibrate with the aspiration to learn, giving up my pride of my expertise, my knowledge, my mastery, saying what mother had once specially written to me, never believe that you know. What you know is nothing as compared to what remains to be known. Now, if we can live in that state of experience and not only believe but in the knowledge of it, a real realization, yes, that what you know is nothing. As in the agenda, mother herself speaks about her own, says, and she says, we know nothing. At the age of 93, she says, we know nothing. Now imagine what a freshness of consciousness is there, where you really genuinely feel we really know nothing. It is to be born into that experience that all education should aim at. We should say that we are truly educated when we are constantly fresh. And we encounter every experience with the freshness. That would really give the true character of our order. We are very far from the ideal because of this reason. I think the answer to your question lies in this. If this happens, then this question will be answered automatically. Therefore, I do not give any answer in a theoretical manner. That yes, children should be sent to factories, let them learn. I don't give that answer. If this happens first, the children will be sucked, as it were, into the whole thing. And you will find that every place you go, it will be teaching, learning experience. It will happen if this is really done. And that is my personal aspiration for Auroville. Let Auroville be really a site of endless education and perpetual future.